Good evening, friends, family, and foes, wayward travelers, those in the know. Welcome aboard for the second part of our first meditation, bringing you back through the science of synchronicity to the building blocks of nature. The holonomic mathematical elegance of our genetic code, the one that we all share in all of its various permutations and configurations and combinations, and weaving our weird word time press and exploring time-space, which was the fifth edition, the Cosmic History Chronicles. And man, it's been nothing shy of cosmic. Planetary transits, pole shift, tectonic rearrangements, stellar excitation, auroralis, borealis effects, spectral, radio, plasma beams, radial and radio. Hey, there you go. So using this here blog talk utility to get on through the message. It's the same message. It's got a new bent to it, and always an interesting flavor. The bilingual 28 meditations on the law of time were received in Picarquín, Chile, 1998-99, through the grace of Doctors Jose and Lloyd Dean Arguelles. This is the first time in my knowledge, and I keep a fairly watchful eye, but this is the first time that these teachings have been released and shared openly. We hope that you receive them in a good way, and Votan would remind us that it's only the job of any good courier or messenger to simply deliver the goods and leave it at that. It's up to you to decipher this and that and the other, some new terms. There's a steep learning curve in the beginning. You're receiving an incredible amount of insight. Know that knowledge is light and insight is what's right when you're going within for the answers. And now that we've figured a few things, we're ready to talk about them and share what we really think. So here we are wrapping up the Passover weekend, and how interesting it is that the full moon Passover is augmented by the arrival of Senator Paul, Ron Paul. One of the most respected and really noble and notable individuals. I can't say enough about his work, and I will on the Progressive Party channel, because that's where he's at with the rest of us keeping space for world peace. That's the Siren Nation Progressive Party blog talk channel, and 33 segments there stashed for your discovery, reflective process. And so yes, we have the hype of the spring cycle, the Passover, the celebration, the resurrection, and the arrival of our candidate for choice, Senator Ron Paul. Thank you, Captain Paul, for gracing Portland during this time of year with your leadership and insight and your creativity. Welcome. We look forward to being with you. Know that we are doing all that we can from the home front and from the institutional think tanks that we're networking through to deliver a great deal of value and vision and knowledgeable insight, and that which you can, that which is good. down, sons and daughters. Hey, so check it out. We're 4 days into this last spin, okay? Here's what we're talking about in terms of elegance of time and real time and how you can know the difference. Today is planetary moon 6, okay? And planetary moon 6 is Lemi 6. It's a reference to the power of seven, and it's a perpetual power of seven that's stitched all throughout the 13 moons in motion, which is called the Tun Ukr, the scent of seven. And this would be the divinatory galactic Mayan 13 moon 28 day calendar, the universal calendar, probably the oldest calendar in use by indigenous star nations to this day. Okay, so this is our fourth program. Okay, this is Earth Channel 2012. You're Earth Channel 2012. Of course, you can download these MP3s and forward them to your friends and family, and do so ever so often and auspiciously. Very dense dharma coming through the pulsar codes of the 28 meditations, and we happened upon this. We happened upon this manifestation through our intent, which was established in the solar moon last month when we came online with the planetary serpentine view and opened up the crown store to essentially release the wizard's hoard and lore of great, great insight and prophetic powers. And we're going to discover that together with joy. Thank you to Assalamu alaikum, and let's just move right into it. We essentially began the planetary moon with the same signature seal of 12-21-12. When people are now hemming and hawing and hyping and tooting their horns about, which is the big 2012 wave. And, you know, Christians have got everybody's got their hands in it. It's a Pearl Jam. And in this case, the signature seal, which marked the final 260-day count, the last spin of the Great Cycle. The Great Cycle, the Mayan long count, is 1,890,000 keen. And the blue crystal hand, or kin 207 in the long count related to four sun, or the same signature seal that begins the long count cycle, which would be in this case the first cartoon of the new round, which we are bridging with the awareness that we are now moving into the power of prophecy, the dominion of time, and in within the synchronic order of interest, what we're going to have is incredible genesis. And in so contemplating and thinking along those lines, just want to give you a snapshot teaser of the 13 moons in motion. And it's been said that it's, you know, that the lines are all over the place because there are multiple threads, but they're all sprockets from various points or nexus. And we've, I'm just tickled pink that we're able to share this material with y'all, moving into the wave spell of purification, which we did with the magnetic moon, and of course today's signature seal of Keen 211. Was not only the seal of Josh Arguez, Jose's son, but it's also a clear sign that's etched on the, says here, the western edge of the sarcophagus lid. I'm reading out of the Star Traveler's Almanac, by the way. And this is a clear sign, one of PV's clear signs, and the galactic signature of French philosopher Henry Corbin, who quoted here, prayer is the highest form, the supreme act of the creative imagination. And also the galactic signature of Paul McCartney, who's and his prayer were nothing shy but mastery, and such a brilliant and beautiful man. And the Psychrono unit related to Paul's galactic signature is the Planetary Wizard, which of course is John Lennon. So this is again how the synchronic order is really a dynamic index of intimate relations and far-reaching fractal moments. So yeah, in sealing the oracle reading for this keen, it's untying the six knots meditation, which is a puja of sorts. Interestingly enough, I attended a puja, an American puja, at the Movement Center this weekend, and cherry blossoms and all of the little people were out, and it was a beautiful, beautiful landscape. People busy. There was no puja as advertised. The great queen of great bliss, and I was, well, I was kind of down about that. So I'm glad I brought my penny whistle and was able to make merry. Without further ado, and it's late in the game, we've got to start. We've got to start this meditation, and so that's what we're doing now. Bringing you back to Pete Carquin, Chile. 9899 Earth Wizard Seminary, 49-day social experiment into the synchronic science and cosmology, dream spell telectonon, journey of Timeship Earth 2013. The conch horn is being called. We're in the afternoon, second part of the session. Meditation hall is filling, and it's getting busy. Again, bringing you back to the spring. We were in the southern hemisphere. Pete Carquin is located north of Santiago, Chile, and we were privy to an incredible retreat in the countryside. North of Santiago, at a retreat, a kind of camp where they hosted samba groups and other organizations, and there was a rave and some other religious folks that were in the castle back in the day, and so on and so forth. By this time, we have organized certain families, everybody's trip. It's been to their galactic signature, the recapitulation of their place and time, and the cosmology, the personal development, cosmology of creation. And that. And so here we have Balapultan taking the mic, and he's got himself some kind of shaker or something he's using. It's actually a gourd of sorts. Welcome aboard.
I'm Spurt. Welcome once again. Bienvenidos otra vez to part two, a la segunda parte, of today's presentation. De la presentación de hoy. When we completed the part one,
cuando hemos completado la primera parte,
I made a reference to the third dimensional space science.
Y hice una referencia a la ciencia de la cuarta dimensión.
And that and the mathematics of imperfection.
Y a la matemática de la imperfección.
And that because of the mathematics of imperfection,
y por esto de la matemática de la imperfección,
that there is a ceaseless materialism.
Hay un materialismo incesante.
So when we talk about the fourth dimensional time science,
cuando hablamos de la ciencia del tiempo de la cuarta dimensión,
then we are talking about a holonomic mathematics of perfection.
Hablamos de la holonomi, de la matemática holonómica de la imperfección.
De la perfección.
De la perfección, perdón.
The, what Einstein did not know,
lo que Einstein no sabía,
the, was the existence of an entirely different mathematics.
Era la existencia de una matemática totalmente diferente.
The mathematics of space is basically a decimal mathematics.
La matemática del espacio es fundamentalmente una matemática decimal,
which literally means based on 10.
Que significa que está basada en el 10.
And why is this imperfect?
¿Por qué esto es imperfecto?
Because I have 20 fingers and toes.
Porque yo tengo 20 dedos de las manos y los pies.
Decimal 10 is only half the count.
El decimal 10 nada más tiene medio, la mitad.
So that we see that, in, for instance, in modern civilization, of course, it's comfortable to wear shoes.
Naturalmente, en la civilización moderna, es cómodo tener zapatos.
But this is no reason to look at bare feet.
Pero
with esta, disgust.
Esta no es una buena razón para ir descalzados.
Sí. That we must take into account our toes as well as our fingers.
Tenemos que considerar nuestros dedos de los pies, además de los de las manos.
If we want to think of ourselves as a whole human.
Si queremos pensar en nosotros como humanos completos.
And this is both an obvious and a subtle point.
Y esto es al mismo tiempo un punto obvio y sutil.
That the mathematics of wholeness, or the holonomic mathematics,
porque la matemática de la totalidad o la matemática holonómica
is based on 20 and not on 10.
Está basada en el 20 y no en el 10.
And that this was the mathematics about which Einstein knew nothing.
Y esta es la matemática de la cual Einstein no sabía nada.
Because of the dominating culture.
Porque la cultura dominante,
even those who, archaeologists, for instance, who knew that the Maya used a 20 count,
hasta los arqueólogos que sabían que los mayas usaban la cuenta basada en el 20,
they were unable to see in this 20 count anything more than an indigenous aberration.
No pudieron ver en este cuenta del 20 nada más que una aberración aborígena.
And very similar to the statement that the Kitt Peak Observatory.
Esto se parece mucho a la palabra que estaba escrita en el observatorio de Kitt Peak.
And that even though the Maya calendar is more scientific than the Gregorian calendar,
aún supieran que el calendario maya es más científico del nuestro gregoriano,
because it was Mayan,
porque era maya,
it was another indigenous aberration.
Era una otra aberración indígena, aborígena,
with no value for the modern world.
Sin ningún valor por el mundo moderno.
However, the law of time states it altogether differently.
Sin embargo, la ley del tiempo define todo en manera diferente.
And that the 20 count corresponds to our 20 fingers and toes.
Y el cuento basado en el 20 está relacionado con los 20 dedos.
And therefore, it is a whole system, whole human mathematics.
Así que esta es una matemática total del sistema total humano.
I'd like to demonstrate.
Yo quiero demostrar
how this mathematics works.
¿Cómo funciona esta matemática?
It is a totally holistic and visual.
Y esto es totalmente holístico y visual.
It's often referred to as dot bar notation.
Hablamos de esto como el código barra y punto.
And that is very, as I said, very holonomic and visual.
Y como ya dije, es muy holonómico y visual.
It's very different to see one dot and one and two dots and the number two written this way.
Así que es muy diferente ver un punto y dos puntos en los números uno y dos escritos.
These numbers here are conceptual and literate.
Estos números aquí son conceptuales y literal.
These numbers here are literal. totally visual and holonomic.
Totalmente visual y holonómico.
One is one dot, two is two dots, three is three dots, four is four dots.
Un punto es uno, dos puntos, dos, tres puntos, tres, cuatro, punto cuatro.
Uno, one, two, three, four, like that.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
And then five is a bar.
Y el cinco es una barra.
So, ten is two bars.
Diez son dos barras.
If we want to write six,
si queremos escribir seis,
okay, looks like that, or that's six. Okay. Seven would be with two bars. With two dots.
El siete, okay, sería con dos puntos,
and so
arriba
on
de la barra.
So you have 10 is two bars, 15 is three bars.
Diez son dos barras, 15 son tres barras.
And then 20 is written like this.
Y 20 se escribe así.
Okay. With one dot and the zero notation.
Con un punto y la notación del cero.
The Maya had a concept of zero before that concept was developed in the old world.
Los mayas tenían un concepto del cero antes de que este concepto fuera desarrollado en el nuevo, en el viejo mundo.
So you would write, for instance, 21.
Por ejemplo, si queremos escribir 21.
Because it shows that at this level here, one dot equals 20. You write 39.
39.
15 and four dots. That's 19. And then in this position, that equals 20.
En esta posición, este corresponde a 20.
So that's how you write 39.
Así se escribe 39.
Very. Okay. Clever. So 40 then would be two dots, like that.
40 serán dos puntos.
And you, so on up to when you get to 400.
Hasta llegar al 400.
One dot and two zeros.
Un punto y dos ceros.
Yeah. In other words, here you have this one on at this level here.
En este nivel aquí.
One dot equals one.
Un punto es igual a uno.
At this level here,
en este nivel,
second level, one dot equals 20.
En este segundo nivel, un punto equivale a 20.
At the third level,
al tercer nivel,
one dot equals 400.
Un punto es 400.
Fourth level,
al cuarto nivel,
one dot equals 8,000.
Un punto es 8,000.
And at this fifth level, one dot equals 160,000.
Y en este quinto nivel, un punto es 160,000.
This is just a demonstration of a very different kind of mathematics.
Esta es una simple demostración de una matemática muy diferente.
This is the mathematics of time and the fourth dimension.
Esta es la matemática del tiempo y de la cuarta dimensión.
And of course it does not look like the mathematics of space and the third dimension.
Y no se parece en nada a la matemática del espacio y de la tercera dimensión.
This mathematics was the mathematics that was used by the Maya civilization.
Esta era la matemática que usaba la civilización maya.
And that, as we indicated yesterday,
y como ya hemos dicho ayer,
the Maya were masters of time.
Los mayas eran maestros del tiempo.
Here was the location of the Maya civilization.
Esta era la locación de la civilidad maya.
In the Central America.
En América Central.
Today what we call Guatemala.
En lo que hoy en día llamamos Guatemala.
Down to the Yucatan Peninsula.
Hasta la península de Yucatán.
A very small area when you look at the planet.
Un área muy pequeña si la comparamos a todo el planeta.
And also we see very much that it was in what we call the New World.
y está en esto que nosotros llamamos el nuevo mundo.
As opposed to being in the old world.
En contraposición con lo que se dice el viejo mundo.
And that, as we saw, that in the old world, as we talked yesterday, that in the old world, the calendars that developed eventually through history were lunar calendars.
Y así como decimos ayer, los calendarios que han sido desarrollados en el viejo mundo son en definitiva calendarios lunares.
So we could say the old world is the world of the night.
El viejo mundo es el mundo del
noche,
de la noche.
And the new world is the world of the daytime.
Mientras que el nuevo mundo es el mundo del tiempo del día.
The old world was totally based on a mathematics of 10.
El viejo mundo estaba basado totalmente en una matemática del 10.
Where in the new world the Maya civilization developed the mathematics of 20.
Mientras que en el nuevo mundo los mayas desarrollaron una matemática del 20.
And with this mathematics we're able to, thank you. With this mathematics we're able to make astronomical calculations and calendrical calculations of fantastic levels.
Y pudieron con esta matemática hacer calculaciones astronómicas y matemáticas de niveles fantásticos.
We find in some of the Mayan sites,
en algunos sitios mayas,
we have what appear to be dates,
hay fechas,
that go back into the past 400 million years.
Que van atrás en el pasado por 400 millones de años.
Or as far back as 25 billion years.
Y además hasta 25 millones de millones de años.
Okay. Of course, this is a great puzzlement to the Western archaeologists and scientists.
Y esto es un rompecabezas por los arqueólogos y científicos occidentales.
Why would a people living in the Stone Ages.
¿Por qué una civilización que vivía en la edad de la piedra,
without metallurgy,
sin trabajar metales,
or development of any other refined technology, as we put it,
que no había desarrollado lo que nosotros decimos una tecnología refinada?
Why would these people develop such an evolved mathematics?
¿Por qué una gente así tenía que desarrollar una matemática así evolucionada?
What events in the remote past were they remembering?
¿Cuáles acontecimientos en el pasado remoto estaban recordando?
And why were they remembering?
¿Y por qué los recordaban?
These remote events.
Estos eventos así remotos.
Were these just mythological moments?
Se habla nada más de momentos mitológicos.
Or was there some more scientific reason?
O hay razones más científicas.
So and also, as we mentioned, the Maya were using more than 17 calendars.
Y también hemos dicho que los mayas usaban más que 17 calendarios.
So we find that in the mental development, no other people on earth even came close to the sophistication of time and mathematics as did the Maya.
Ninguna otra población sobre este planeta llegó cerca de la sofisticación de pensamiento científico y del tiempo como los mayas.
And this civilization, as we mentioned, developing in Central America.
Esta civilización que hemos dicho se ha desarrollado en el Centro América.
Seems to have had the peak of its development.
Parece haya tenido el máximo alcance.
In the period between around 435 and 830 years of the Christian era.
Entre los años 405 y 830 de la era cristiana.
This was the peak period where the most building and erection of time monuments occurred.
Esto fue la temporada en la cual fueron erigidos la mayoría de los monumentos para conmemorar el tiempo.
As mysterious and strange as the time science and calendrical knowledge of the Maya is or was.
Por cuanto puede parecer extraña la conocencia del tiempo y la ciencia de los mayas,
was the fact that in the year 830,
queda el hecho que en el año 830,
that there was a sudden cessation of activity.
Hubo un stop inmediato, abrupto, de las actividades.
That no longer were the time monuments being erected.
No se erigieron más monumentos para conmemorar el tiempo.
That the major centers seem to all have been abandoned.
Los centros mayores parecen ser sido abandonados.
And what is now called the classic Maya civilization came to an end.
Y lo que nosotros llamamos la civilización maya clásica llegó a un fin.
Some 150 or 200 years later,
como 150 o 200 años más tarde,
there was a type of Mayan Renaissance.
Hubo una especie de renacimiento maya.
But it was very much changed, a very changed type of cultural form.
Pero todavía esta era una forma cultural bien cambiada, bien diferente.
And the most conspicuous feature of the Mayan Renaissance,
el carácter más notable del Renacimiento Maya,
in relation to what is called the classic Maya period,
en relación a lo que decimos el periodo Maya clásico,
was that the stone markers that had all the big dates on them,
fue que los marcos de piedra que tenían todas estas fechas esculpidas,
were no longer being maintained.
No se mantenieron más.
Instead of the what is now called the long count,
y en lugar de lo que se llama el lungo, la lunga cuenta, cuenta larga,
that the Mayan Renaissance or the Toltec Maya,
en el Renacimiento Maya o los mayas toltecos,
simply kept count in terms of smaller cycles.
Tenían esta cuenta en términos de ciclos más pequeños.
20-year cycles.
Ciclos de 20 años.
Cycles of 52 years.
De 52 años.
And the largest cycles are the Ahau cycles of 256 years.
Y los ciclos más grandes Ahau de 256 años.
I don't want to go into all the details of the actual mathematics.
No quiero ir entre más detalles de las matemáticas,
or the history of the Maya,
o de la historia maya,
at this point, other than to give some feeling of where this knowledge of time and mathematics came from,
sino dar unos feeling de dónde esta matemática llegaba, desde dónde llegaba esta matemática.
When the Spaniards arrived in Mexico and Yucatan,
cuando los hispánicos llegaron, los españoles llegaron en Yucatán y en México,
early in the 16th century,
al comienzo del siglo 16,
the Toltec Maya were still flourishing.
Los mayas toltecos todavía estaban floreciendo,
mostly in the area of Yucatán,
especialmente en el área de Yucatán,
but also in the highland Guatemala,
pero también en los altiplanos de Guatemala.
And of course, the Spaniards did everything they could to exterminate the Maya.
Y naturalmente los españoles hicieron todo lo posible para exterminar los mayas.
And they were especially concerned in exterminating the knowledge base.
Y estaban especialmente preocupados en la exterminación de la base de conocencia, de conocimiento.
By the end of the 17th century, in the year 1697,
a la fin del siglo 16, en el año
1697, the Maya were no longer a political or national people.
Los mayas no tenían más una identidad política o geográfica.
They were then absorbed into the new colonial culture.
Habían sido absorbidos por la nueva cultura colonial.
And of course, in some of the outlying areas, the ancient traditions were attempted to be maintained.
En las áreas más lejanas, las tradiciones pudieron ser mantenidas.
But for the most part, the knowledge of the whole civilization of the Maya was forgotten.
Pero por la mayor parte, el conocimiento de los Maya fue olvidado.
It was only in the 19th century,
solamente en el siglo XIX,
the curious seekers and travelers and archaeologists,
que buscadores y arqueólogos y viajadores curiosos,
began to discover in the jungles,
empezaron a descubrir en las forestas,
some of the ancient temples and cities,
algunos antiguos templos y centros.
And for the most part, even the contemporary Maya knew very little about these places.
Y parece que los mayas contemporáneos conocen muy poco de esto.
And to the romantic imagination of the Europeans and the Westerners of the 19th century,
y para la imaginación romántica de los viajadores europeos del siglo XIX,
the discovery of the ruins in the jungles,
el descubrimiento de las ruinas en los bosques,
excited the imagination,
excitó mucho la imaginación,
of lost empires,
de un imperio perdido,
and Atlantis and Lemuria,
de Atlántida y de Lemuria.
That's all very interesting.
Y esto es todo muy interesante.
But the question by the 20th century arose, well, why did the Maya disappear and why did they have such an evolved mathematics?
Y la pregunta que surgió en el siglo XX fue, ¿por qué desaparecieron los mayas y por qué desarrollaron una matemática así evolucionada?
For the most part, the earlier 20th century archaeologists were fascinated with this.
Los arqueólogos, especialmente del principio del siglo XX, estaban fascinados por esto.
But they did not have the mind to put it into a larger perspective.
Pero no tenían la manera de poner esto en una perspectiva más ancha.
So, in the end, the understanding was that that this was simply a mental aberration.
Así que su impresión fue que esta fue nada más que una aberración mental.
An evolutionary stream that went nowhere.
Como una corriente de evolución que no iba a llegar en ningún lado.
I of course became involved in this whole process.
Yo me he involucrado en este proceso
as a child,
cuando estaba niño,
and for the rest of my life,
y por el resto de mi vida.
In 1987,
en el 1987,
I put down my first level of thinking.
Salí con mi primer nivel de pensamiento.
In a book called The Mayan Factor,
con este libro llamado El Factor Maya,
which has the title Path Beyond Technology.
Que tiene como subtítulo El Camino Más Allá de la Tecnología.
In my understanding and study of this, I decided to take seriously the mathematics.
En mi estudio y comprensión de esto, yo decidí tomar muy en serio la matemática.
And also to take very seriously what was the message that the Maya civilization left behind.
Y también me pregunté con mucha seriedad cuál podía ser el mensaje que los mayas dejaron.
I had always looked at this planet,
siempre cuando miro en este planeta,
and had been fascinated by the radial symmetry and the bilateral symmetry.
Estoy fascinado por la simetría radial y bilateral.
We, I said we have the poles.
Tenemos los polos.
North Pole and South Pole.
El norte y el sur.
Okay, which is very interesting. And we also have the Eastern Hemisphere or Old World and the Western Hemisphere or New World.
También tenemos el hemisferio este o viejo mundo y el hemisferio oeste o nuevo mundo.
I always felt that if there is holonomic consistency,
y también percibí que hay una consistencia holonómica,
that
and that's a wrap. Well, thank you again for joining us. Want to give a moment to give thanks and to reflect on the incredible amount of insight, the gift of knowledge, and just the clarity that this man delivers. Dr. Jose Arguelles, just priming you for the Mayan factor and the transformative vision. And we'll be decode and the evolution of the bilateral, I can't touch it, but the evolution of the Earth Ascendings. Okay, can't touch it and don't want to. Let me just put the spin on it and say that we went over our typical 30-minute flow for good reason, and trying to keep these transmissions all together. And I'm your host, Justin Time, the student anonymous Planet Art networking fool at large, and bringing you back to Time is Art, and holding that anchor here in Portland, Oregon, Southeast Portland, Oregon. And you can find us again at splashwebs.webs, like as in wet planet, or search the blog talk radio for Earth Ascending 2012. That's Channel Earth 2012. And hope to see you all in the near future. Things to look forward to. We've got dates ahead, and we've got our 420B in up and coming. We've definitely established some momentum moving into the planetary moon of manifestation, really producing the work and perfecting what we do. Personal commitments and new goals and target dates, and of course Beltin, the Sabbat of Maypole, and the Duwa, the dance. So let's look forward to that. Putting a shout out to the Keene and the Willits area, Northern California, and Eugene, really hold that ceremony high. And of course moving into day out of time awareness. Don't forget the 4th, July 4th, pardon, and then the day out of time, and so on and so forth, with adventures to come and journeys to be had. All right, lad, without further ado, got to burn on through and leave you with Ayum Unamku, Evermile, and Mahole.